Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
I'm so curious, Kelly, and I'm so excited to have our show today and to get curious with Carrie Mangus. Carrie is a transformation and lifestyle consultant, speaker, author, and freelance writer, certified Ayurvedic practitioner. Safe to say this girl's got a lot of skills. What do you think, Kelly?
I agree. Welcome, Carrie, to our little funky adventure on AM 950 of Being Curious.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yay. Also want to let everyone know we have a special guest, my beautiful husband, Steve Wagner, editor of Publisher Magazine. Today, Brian has lots of things to do, and he's going to be popping out a little bit. So Steve's coming in just to kind of keep the energy flowing. So welcome, everybody. Carrie, thank you so much for being here.
I'm so happy to be here.
So what are you curious about? Like, talk to us, talk to us, talk to us. There's so much going on.
Oh,
That's when you go, Carrie. You know, we could just stare at each other and, like, high five. I love it.
I am perpetually curious. I mean, it's sort of like my partner in crime in my life. Mm. And, you know, it's like I have my book, the publishing company is Curiosa Publishing. So that obviously stands for curiosity. And I just think that wherever that wolf goes, I follow. I follow the nose of my curious wolf. So, yeah.
I love that. We love to understand how and why people get started on their path. I think that gets missed in a lot of people's stories, because once you become a master of your craft, and people really care about just what you're doing today. But we love to get curious around what started your journey. So how did you begin your own transformational process to get from wherever you started to being the masterclass professor today?
Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that I want to say about my journey is that it's cyclical, and it has not been a linear. It's been a process of starting and even stopping and walking away and coming back. And I'm sitting today at sort of a full circle moment in my life where I'm rebirthing myself as this transformation and lifestyle consultant. And it feels really good. And I've been doing exactly what you're asking, is looking back and seeing how it all began and where all the twists and turns took place. Because I think sometimes, you know, our nose is too close to the glass and we can't see the reflection and we can't really understand what led to what. But now I can. Now I can kind of see how everything has a piece in who I am and what I'm becoming. And so I think it started with just seeking my own health and my own understanding of the universe. I had a lot of questions about God and spirituality and religion. And I had a lot of health issues that were unresolved since I was a teenager. And that was one thing for me to experience illness and to deal with that. And I always thought I had a high pain threshold. But once I had two daughters and they were experiencing illnesses and diseases and inflammation, it sort of flipped a switch in me. And it's like, I have to heal this, not just for myself, but for my children. And so that set me initially on the path of yoga in about 2002. And then I would say the curiosity just led the way from there. Ayurveda is yoga's sister science. So once you learn one, it's not too long until the other one makes an appearance. So that's kind of how I got started. And then I did that for over a dozen years, just basically growing my classes, growing my practice, and moving from group classes to more individual consulting. And then in 2014, I had a sense that I needed to walk away and go into a void of basically nothingness. And it was really, really scary and very confusing for me and everyone who knew me. Because it's really hard to explain to people why you'd be walking away from something that is fruitful and budding and that you've spent years studying and practicing and you're all set up. And I had a beautiful office space and all of this, and I walked away from it. And it was challenging, but it was like I had this pull inside me that there was something more I needed to discover and learn on my own.
What made you do that?
Boy, I think, well, some of my illnesses came back. Okay. I guess that's one thing. And so you don't really feel like you're in the right place when you're giving advice for healing and wholeness when your body is not in a good place. So walking away gave me a chance to really take the time to apply all of the advice I've been giving to others to myself and really work on my own grounding and health and well-being and understand what my truth was and understand where my passions lay. And out of that void, that's when I wrote this book, Embodying Soul. So as I was writing the book, Embodying Soul, I was also embodying my soul.
Mm, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so now, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm always inspired to meet someone like you who has gone through your own journey. And because when I have a feeling that when you're dealing with your clients and the people that you work with, you can really look at them in the eyes and go, I've been through the pain, I've been through the challenges, and it's only through my own hardened pursuit for a life that lights me up that I'm able to even do the work that I'm doing. Is that something that has, I would say, maybe compelled you, but also propelled you to be successful in your work?
1,000%. I mean, I feel like I wrote this today, is that I'm back where I started, but I'm not at all where I was, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So
T-shirt idea.
Yeah, it's at a completely different depth. What I'm offering now is at such a completely, I can already feel it. And I've just gotten started in the month of March, but I can already feel that there's just so much more depth and breadth to what I'm offering than what I was doing in 2014. And I could have continued on that linear path. And there is a part of me that is curious about what would have happened had I just stayed.
Where do you think you'd be?
It's interesting. I think I would still be successful. I think I would still be enjoying the work, but I think it wouldn't be as whole and complete and grounded as it is now. And what you mentioned about feeling other people's journeys, there is a compassion that has opened in me that, you know, wasn't there in its fullest expression back then, and an understanding of people's journeys. And one of the ways that I really see myself as different from other life coaches is that I really, because I've been there, really appreciate and value the voids in our life, the empty spaces, the falling aparts, the unravelings. I'm not the life coach that's immediately, you know, rah-rah, let's get you motivated, let's get you inspired, let's get you back out there, because I know for myself that it's really important sometimes to let yourself fall apart. Because only when you fall apart can you really discern and understand what's really valuable to you and what you really need. And I don't carry everything forward from me, you know, from those years anymore. Some things I've left behind.
You know, it's funny. So using intuition, I just saw you in this mud puddle. And you had a client that's in a mud puddle, and they're splashing and they're just doing all of this. And you show up and you're in your rain gear and your mucklucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just plop on down with them in the mud puddle.
Yes.
And you're all ready to go. And you're like, let's just stay here as long as we need to stay here. By the way, there's an outside shower with some white towels and robes,
yes,
and some beautiful water and tea when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
So you just let me know, and we're going to play in the mud puddle for a little bit and just creating that beautiful space. I just wanted to share that that's what just came in.
I'll be anybody's mud partner if that's where they want to be. Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I love it. So let's dive into the extraordinary person that you are. You do a lot of different things, and you've put in a lot of the work to have various certifications and really, you know, walk your talk. I love that about, you know, when I read through your bio and your website. So talk about all the work you've done in your own study of yoga and Ayurvedic practices. Talk a little bit about that journey and how much time you've put into it.
Well, if you think about it, just to interject before, while you're taking a breath in, as I'm looking at your bio, I'm seeing like over 1,000 hours of, and this is just at the beginning, of training and in different modalities. And I mean, if you think about that, like just sitting on your mat for 10 minutes sometimes can be a challenge. Mm-hmm. How, I mean, I just, when we say this girl's got skills, I mean, you have skills. How do you have that discipline? How do you, okay, you just let it go.
Yeah.
Brian asked a great question and I interjected.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have.
Well, it's great. I mean, I am just an eternal learner. It is just who I am and what I love to do. And I never, until I started putting all that together, counted the hours or cared about the hours. It doesn't matter to me as much as just the opportunity to learn from people who have been there. And, you know, there's just so many extraordinary teachings and paths out there. And I think one of the things that's really guided me is a refusal, kind of an inner refusal, to adhere to any one path. So I think long ago I could have, you know, just decided to become a teacher of Iyengar yoga or Hatha yoga or just Yin yoga, but I've studied all of them. And what I do then when I bring this information is it's a combination of everything, and it becomes very specialized to the person who's sitting in front of me. And I think that's the best thing about studying from such a wide range of modalities. And, you know, the certification has never mattered to me as much. I haven't been certified in everything, but I've dabbled in almost anything I could get my hands on. And I think I'll just always do that. I think that's what guides me. It's what fuels me. It's what inspires me. It is also sometimes, though, what is confusing about me, because we live in a society where people do want to see somebody with a label and an identity and to be able to understand, ah, that's what you do. And it is a little bit harder for me to try to, you know, when I decide what is my title, what is my role, it does get a little bit harder because I don't want to have to pick some things over others. But I'll take that problem if that's the side effect of getting to do what I love, which is learn and study and grow.
So tell us more about what a transformation and lifestyle consultant, because I see a lot of people that are saying that they're coaches.
Yes.
I do not see a coach in you. But I don't know if, yes, coach to me just has this residue of I don't even know what, but I don't see you as a coach. So again, you labeled yourself with something a little different, that people aren't going to just always go Google transformation and lifestyle consultant.
Right.
So that's a very conscious choice. Tell us a little bit about that before we break to our segment.
All right. So, yeah, you're exactly right. Coach didn't resonate to me for reasons that I think I can best explain by that idea of that motivation and inspiration always to move forward and my willingness to sit in the mud with somebody. This is the transformation part, is this understanding that we as human beings go through life cycles. We are not on, as I said before, on linear paths. And when we understand that we are in a process, a continuing process of evolution and growth and shedding skins, then I think it makes life a little bit more exciting, and it allows us to not grow stale, to not get stuck in the status quo. So transformation means that we're moving through these life cycles of A, falling apart, as I spoke about before, and being in that mud, B, going through periods in your life where all you're doing is trying to pick and choose what belongs to you and what doesn't. For example, I was working with a woman the other day whose self-worth is completely wrapped up in her work ethic. So her self-worth comes from her work ethic. So it's important work to unwrap those things and develop self-worth that is intrinsic. And then there's the rebirth. Once we do that work, we rebirth ourselves and we're brand new again.
So she's definitely someone to go sit in the mud puddle with.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, today, everybody, we are with Carrie Mangus, transformation lifestyle consultant, speaker, author, freelance writer, author of Embodying Soul, A Return to Wholeness. We haven't even scratched on the book yet. This is fantastic. Kelly and Brian in the Being Curious show. We are blessed to be partnering with AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. And we are going to be back in just a little bit. Is your space aligned with your dreams? Do you feel inspired when you walk in the door? Carol Hyder can help you create a space that you love, where you thrive, and where you always want to be. Using her 30 years of experience as a feng shui consultant, teacher, author, and trainer, she can help you bring forth the inspired essence of your home or office, making it a place where you feel whole and safe. Learn the specific feng shui adjustments that Carol has seen the most important, such as determining which room in your home should be your favorite, why your stove may be affecting your health, and why your office may be holding you back. Contact Carol at 612-760-1159 or carolhyder.com to discuss the specifics with a personal appointment. By elevating the energy of your space, it becomes sacred and you'll be forever changed. Discover more at carolhyder.com. That's CAROLEHYDER.com.
Indulge in an extraordinary day brimming with an array of amazing vendors offering a wide range of products and services at the Maple Grove Community Center in Maple Grove on December 9th. For just a $5 entry fee, you'll get all-day access to unique vendors and captivating speakers. Their vendors often include psychics, mediums, energy healers, essential oils, massage therapists, crystals, stones, jewelry, spiritual resources, tarot cards, and so much more. The group mediumship gallery event features natural intuitive Michelle Jacobson for only $25. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity to witness extraordinary connections and messages from the other side. Arrive early and be one of the first 25 guests through the door to receive a complimentary gift bag. Mark your calendars for December 9th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and prepare for a fun, educational, family-friendly day at the Maple Grove Community Center, located at 12951 Weaver Lake Road in Maple Grove, Minnesota. For more information, head to BodyLabUSA.com. See you there. That's BodyLabUSA.com.
We are back. AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Being Curious with Kelly and Brian show. Brian, how you doing, man?
So good.
Rock on.
This is an awesome segment. I mean, we're getting to know Carrie. She does so many things. She's totally in service to being a guider of transformation. And I really want to dive in to what does it look like to work with you, Carrie? You know, what are the elements that you bring in to your work, your practice, what you deliver? Give us an idea of what all that looks like.
Yeah. So I primarily use Ayurveda, the science of self-healing, as my guide when I'm working with clients. At least that's initially how I get to know a client. So according to Ayurveda, we are all made up of the five elements of earth, water, fire, air, and ether, but in different amounts. So some of us are more earthy in nature, and we actually use these terms, and so we hear this and it starts to make sense. Some of us are more fiery by nature. Some of us are really creative and we have a lot of ideas. And that makes us a little bit more in the air element. And then you have your watery folks who just go with the flow and who are very supportive and life-giving. So the first thing that happens when someone wants to work with me is they fill out a pretty complicated, well, not complicated, but long, it's like 16 pages, intake form. And what this does is this enables me to learn what their dosha is. Dosha in Ayurveda is a word that means constitution. So it's who you are. But what's really important for me is to understand who you are as the person that you came into this world. So who were you when you were born? What was that combination of the elements in you when you were born? And we call that your prakriti. And then we want to look at what the combination of elements is in you right now. And we call that your vikriti. And the difference between the vikriti and the prakriti is really where illness and symptoms and disease can manifest. So in Ayurveda, the closer we are to our original dosha or that prakriti, the healthier we are. So the first thing I do is take this information and take a look at the symptoms and start to see which elements are out of balance and which ones need support, which ones need to be reduced, which ones need to be raised. And we do that through diet and lifestyle choices. So someone comes in and they've got a lot of inflammation in their skin or maybe in their mind or maybe in their digestion, then that means that there's too much fire in that person's constitution. So we use the other elements of water and air and ether to help cool that fire down, to give it a container, to make it so that it's a life-giving fire versus something that's causing damage. So that's one example. Someone else comes in and they've got a lot of dryness and they feel scattered and forgetful and they're very itchy and they just have all these symptoms of excess air. So for this person, we're going to use diet and lifestyle choices that help get them grounded. So we're going to talk about root vegetables. We're going to talk about hot baths. We're going to talk about walks in nature with the feet on the floor, things that plant them back down into the earth. So every client is different. There's no perfect food. There's no perfect exercise. It's all about using opposites to heal and remembering that like increases like. So the more fire you put into somebody's body, the more fire they will have. Once we understand their constitution, it helps us understand so many of where their symptoms are generally going to come from and then what the remedies are to keep them in balance. So that's kind of the first step in working with me.
Do your doshas change?
So they do not, your original dosha is the same forever. So if you are a Pitta dosha and you were a Pitta dosha at birth, that doesn't change. But what does change is the balance in them with you right now, if that makes sense. So that original dosha is the dosha that when you're there, you're going to be in your ideal balance. We want to get you there. When some of the elements increase or decrease, that's your vikriti, that's your imbalance, right? That's your current state. But we wouldn't call that your dosha. We would just call that your imbalance. That is your vikriti, that is your imbalance. We're going to work to bring that back to the prakriti.
And that's a part of your onboarding to make sure that you can, again, I just have this feeling to say that.
It's bringing them back together. It's bringing you back to who you were and where your natural inclinations and health arises from. So if you come into this world as a Pitta dosha, there are certain inclinations and gifts that you have through that Pitta dosha. If you try to live the lifestyle or do the work of a Kapha or a Vata dosha, it's going to bring you into imbalance. So it's about understanding your nature and then living from that space and embracing it, knowing who you are.
Oh, my goodness.
Brilliant. Well,
on your website, it says, my goal is to help you convert whatever is lead within you, heavy, valueless, dull, into gold.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? Well, you wrote it, so of course it is. But oh my, I just saw that, and I just was like, how beautiful. Come for the healing, stay for the transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so they're filling out this form. You're aligning their doshas. What else can people expect when they're working with you?
Mm-hmm. So now what you're talking about is you're talking about the alchemy. Mm-hmm. Because
what is alchemy?
Yeah, the science of transformation.
Okay, here we go.
I mean, who knows better how to transform lead into gold than the alchemists? And we all have parts in us that are lead, right? That weigh us down. They can be thoughts, they can be beliefs, they can be habits and ways of life that are, just as you read, heavy and useless and valueless for us. So the next part of the work with me is once we've brought you into a place of healing, yes, now we're going to go for the transformation, right? Now we're going to melt down the lead in you and we're going to transform it into gold using this understanding that human beings do go through life cycles and that in order to have a rebirth, I mean, everyone wants a rebirth, right? Everyone wants a new life. Everyone wants to be the phoenix rising from the ashes. But you don't get that if you won't first let yourself melt down.
Mm. My daughter asked me the other day, she's like, Mom, do you ever want to just hit the reset button? She's 10. I was like,
she gets it.
You get it, lady.
Mm-hmm. What we tend to do is just move forward, pile on more.
Right. No.
I think you ask, well, I don't think, you ask a great question. Are you ready to shed a skin or two? Can you dive in a bit on why you chose that language and what that means in your work?
Yes, yes, I'd love to. This goes back to a little bit what I was saying about how society wants to pin us all down into labels and identities and things that they can understand. And I just love this idea of the snake, right? Just slithering from skin to skin to skin without fear of letting go of the old and coming into the new. I mean, we human beings are very scared to do that a lot of times. We, like I say, we would rather pile on than shed the old. But the snake is that model of, you know, just being, knowing when it's time. That's the thing. It's like knowing when it's time to shed. And what's interesting about a snake is when they're ready to shed their skin, they go off into the corner and you don't want to touch them and they become very agitated. And I think sometimes we feel like that, right? Like I just don't want to be touched or handled or looked at. I just want to be alone. And this is that signal that it's time to transform and that it's time to shed a skin and maybe see what's underneath all of these layers and identities, especially, you know, at night. I think it's a really important routine for people to imagine all of the layers and identities and labels and even personality characteristics falling off and returning to the soul. That's really who we are.
Okay, I have a feeling there's a nighttime routine that should be shared. Sorry, well, we're like totally going sideways, but I'm like, I see a nighttime routine that our listeners need to hear about.
Mm-hmm. I actually recommend bookends, self-care bookends. So a morning routine and an evening routine, because that way, no matter what happens throughout the day, you can return to your intentions. You can return to your soul. You can return to who you really are. And it's the reset button, exactly as your daughter said. So I like morning routines that are about setting intentions and realigning yourself with your purpose and your truth. I like evening routines that help us undo all of that and go back into the womb of our own soul, our own selves. Whatever those are, they can be journaling, they can be meditations, they can be breathing exercises or visualizations. It depends. It goes back to that Ayurvedic constitution. It depends on the client. So just like there's no exact perfect food, no exact perfect routine, there's no exact perfect bookends, I make them differently for each client based on what we're trying to balance.
How powerful too. I love the bookends idea.
Mm.
Why aren't more people talking about that?
Right. I mean, it's just a way to contain everything that happens through the day because we do, the best of us. We have great ideas for our self-care and our self-worth and we have good self-talk, but then all of a sudden it falls apart. Well, if it falls apart for one day, we can get it back. If it falls apart for a week or more, it gets harder. So that's what those bookends are really good for, just not letting things spill over into the next day.
And I take it when you're on the journey with a client, you will start with the bookends. And then as you're having those meetings, you might be tweaking a little here and tweaking a little there. And then a lot of it's just like that. I see clay and just working, and having that really beautiful relationship.
And their sacred space. It is the one time that absolutely nobody gets to interrupt you. And it doesn't need to be more than 7 to 10 minutes. But yes, as we continue working, we can build on these bookends, grow them into even bigger practices where maybe we end with some yoga and some, you know, deeper meditation practices. But it starts with just something, right? Just creating that sacred space in the morning and the evening, and your family knows they don't bug you.
Well, and this is lovely because you just created a beautiful little infographic for us on the Edge that we're going to be putting up.
Yay.
But I think it has some really lovely tips and tricks on it. So I'm excited about that.
Good.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Speaking of being excited, I just I felt this rush of energy around, like, do you have a story of someone that's worked with you that inspires you where you go, wow, I can't believe that we created that through our work together? You know, the results that they got, what they shared with you about their experience working with you. Is there maybe one in particular experience that really lights you up?
Can I just tell you, this happened just yesterday, and I'm flying a little bit today.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
I mean, just the timing. I was working with a client who is Pitta dosha. So she's got all this fire and this determination and inner drive. But I noticed something as I was talking to her is that she didn't have a sense of competitiveness. Now, most Pittas are really competitive. It just comes with the fire, right? It just comes with the package. But she wasn't. And so I commented on this, and I asked her about it. And she said, you know, I just don't see the purpose of it. And she's a writer. And so I asked her if she would write about this. And just today, she shared the article with me that she wrote. And it is this extraordinarily insightful article about competition and how, for, you know, maybe for some people it can be inspiring and, you know, cause us to want to reach for more, but how she doesn't find value in it and how just this whole idea of competition takes her away from her truth and her path. And I just read this article and I think this article came out of our time together. And she birthed it, but together we kind of planted that seed. And I feel a little bit like a proud grandma or something, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and then we know as we're coming into this new energy, the competitive nature and landscape is going to have to change.
And more supporting each other, more lifting each other up. There is room for all of us to have and experience success.
Abundance.
And abundance.
Abundance. Mm. Abundance, abundance, abundance. There's no lack. There doesn't need to be. That's a choice.
I agree.
Oh, my goodness.
So as we look at really diving into what you're bringing to the table now and what we can expect from the community to be guided from you, I know you have a book. So just before we go to break, just talk a little bit about your book and what it is, what inspired you to write it.
Yeah, thank you. So the inspiration was The Void. And what inspired me to write it was wanting a better understanding of who I am, really wanting to get to the core of understanding my truth and my values and my alignment.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Well, everybody, we are with Carrie Mangus, transformation and lifestyle consultant, speaker, author, and we're going to jump deeper into her book in the next segment. It's like I have these thoughts and then just to plot it out. Being Curious with Kelly and Brian, AM 950. We'll be back.
Indulge in an extraordinary day brimming with an array of amazing vendors offering a wide range of products and services at the Maple Grove Community Center in Maple Grove on December 9th. For just a $5 entry fee, you'll get all-day access to unique vendors and captivating speakers. Their vendors often include psychics, mediums, energy healers, essential oils, massage therapists, crystals, stones, jewelry, spiritual resources, tarot cards, and so much more. The group mediumship gallery event features natural intuitive Michelle Jacobson for only $25. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity to witness extraordinary connections and messages from the other side. Arrive early and be one of the first 25 guests through the door to receive a complimentary gift bag. Mark your calendars for December 9th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and prepare for a fun, educational, family-friendly day at the Maple Grove Community Center, located at 12951 Weaver Lake Road in Maple Grove, Minnesota. For more information, head to BodyLabUSA.com. See you there. That's BodyLabUSA.com.
Come build a routine and stay in shape this holiday season with Strains of the Earth Sanctuary. We have yoga for all levels, meditation retreats, sound healing, events, and more to help you find your zen. Come join us in Jordan, Minnesota, and treat yourself to a holiday season filled with relaxation and rejuvenation. Sign up for your next class online now at mnsotesanctuary.com. That's mnsotesanctuary.com.
Welcome back to Being Curious with Kelly and Brian. We are having a blast. We are with a transformational human, and she is delivering the goods in a big, big way. We are with Carrie Mangus. We are having fun. We are learning. We are growing. We are transforming together. And we just heard about your book. And I'd love for you to just dive in a bit more on what people can expect from the book, more on why you wrote it, and what's lighting you up and getting you excited about people who actually buy it, read it, and get to experience your brilliance.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. I am so excited to talk about this book. I think when I first started writing, I thought I was going to be writing a self-help book. And I thought I was going to be coming from the place of the teacher. What ended up happening instead is I learned how to be a storyteller. And I delved into my childhood. I went back to my birthplace of Fargo, North Dakota. I started learning a little bit more about my constitution and the way that I was raised and how that has shaped a lot of the choices that I've made in my life. What I did with this book, which was a lot of fun and gave me so much room to be creative, is that I told my story in a typical memoir fashion in the Earth realm where we are right now. And, you know, so I'm the heroine in the story going through school and then being introduced to religion and then first job, things like that. But I pair it with stories from the soul realm. So the soul realm, to me, is the place where our souls come from and then return to. And I imagined this situation of my soul watching my life from the soul realm and what she would have to say about my experiences. So I paired my stories with soul realm stories and allowed my soul to sort of take that bigger picture view on some of the things that my ego self was struggling with. So it allowed me to do some magical realism. It allowed me to bring my curiosity to life in the form of a wild wolf, as I've mentioned. It allowed me even to bring my emotions to life. So fear and anger and guilt and shame are all embodied in snakes, believe it or not, in this book as well as characters. And it just, it was a lot of fun. It has a little fantasy component, but it's also very real and very true. And what I find is that when people read it, they say, yes, this is exactly, these are the thoughts that I have inside my head. This is what an argument between fear and guilt sounds like in my head. And that's been the fun part about it. It's kind of like, I don't know, have you ever seen that movie Inside Out, that Disney movie?
Yes.
And all the emotions have character. And
I love that movie.
I love that movie so much. And it was part of the inspiration of this. I did something kind of similar with that. So it, again, it made it really fun for me as a writer. I got to learn a lot of skills. But I also learned a lot about myself. So it is a memoir, but it is also personal growth. It is mind, body, spirit. I created a book guide that goes with it because it can actually be used in book clubs and for personal self-growth to ask some of these deeper questions about religion, about truth, about what it means to stand in our own authority and all of these things that come up.
That's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. So where can people find the book? Are there different opportunities? Can people read it, listen to it? Is it available? How can people go and get it?
So right now it's available in paperback and ebook on my website, but also at Amazon. And if you just Google the book, you'll find it at all kinds of other outlets as well. And I'm going to be, this is kind of exciting news, I'm going to be doing the audiobook for Embodying Soul in the next few months.
Tell us all about that. That sounds like a fantastic journey.
Doesn't
what made you decide to go with the audiobook? Because, I mean, I do know that statistics show on Amazon it's like 40 or 50% of downloads of books are with the audiobook. But what made you take that jump?
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a self-published author, correct?
I am.
That's a big, scary thing to take on. Like, you release the book, and then now you're giving that intimate – okay, I'm sorry. I cut you off. Keep going.
No, it's great. I am so excited to do it. I really am. And it was really you, Kelly, who inspired me to do it because I – you know, I was going to do it when I first published the book in 2020, but it was pandemic times, right? And I just – the audio, the print book and the ebook, just it was kind of enough. Like you say, I self-published, and I think, you know, even my curiosity got a little tired towards the end. And so when I started thinking about it again this year and you mentioned the idea of it, I thought, you know, this could be a really fun book because of all the different voices that are in it. So I'm going to have to learn how to be the voice of fear and anger and guilt. I'm going to have to maybe take some voice lessons.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, I was even thinking you could do some, like, fun filters.
I should.
You could have your personas.
Right. That's what I'm going to need to do. So I think it's going to be a totally fun journey in and of itself. And I'm just excited to be able to offer it to people who might not take in books traditional ways.
Well, in our pre-interview, I said when you were all mic'd up, I was like, gosh, you have a radio voice. So to have your emotions and your frequency and your energy into the audiobook, I mean, it just wouldn't feel right having a voiceover, beautiful, amazing voiceover talent. I mean, I know they're really amazing, but to have your heart and your frequency in it, I think it's just going to be yummy.
I'm very excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
So, I can't wait to. I'm one of those people that will definitely listen. I just truly love that format of learning. So it sounds like people will get access to your book on all the ways to get access to it. And maybe, you know, since you are so tapped in and you're really in the realm of transformation, that's the essence of all the work that you're doing, maybe speak a little bit to our audience around the time that we're in right now. Like, mm-hmm. What are you bringing into your work? What are some of the things that you're downloading? What are some of the things that you are giving to your clients and the people that are working with you in this time right now?
Mm-hmm. That is really such a good question.
Because you could go anywhere with it.
Well, and it's true. I mean, we are in a place of societal unraveling. So many things that we've taken for granted are falling apart. And there's so much disconnect and there's so much loneliness and there's so much, you know, division. And I think that these times are really hard on us as souls. And we need connection. We need empathy and we need compassion. Right now, I'm practicing and sharing a practice. It's a Tonglen meditation practice. And it is a way of using our individual pain to connect to others in pain. And just again, like alchemy, transmute that pain into healing. So it's not about absorbing the world's pain. Nobody's asked to do that. But if we can learn how to identify our pain, acknowledge our pain, then we can connect to others that are feeling that similar experience, and we can bring healing. They don't even have to be in the room, right? They can be imaginary people, and we just bring them into our energy, and we breathe in that pain, and we transmute it and we exhale healing. So that's one of the things that I'm working with right now is offering right now I'm working on an audio to guide people through the practice of Tonglen, because I think that that's super important. I think it's very important that we recognize that there's pain and that there's suffering in the world, and rather than try to bypass it.
Oh, yeah. But you're asking people to get really real.
So real.
Right?
And that is, you know, the kinds of clients that I want to work with, they are courageous. They are ready to unravel. They are ready to ask hard questions about why, not just what do you believe, but why.
So you are on the airwaves in this beautiful space of the AM 950 community and our podcast, and. If you had a message for anyone that is considering partnering with someone, they might be looking for business coaches or personal coaches, and they're seeking, they're curious right now. They know they need that person to sit in the mud puddle with. What would you like to say to them?
That you're stronger than you think you are. Mm. That you have more capacity to hold than you give yourself credit for. And that your willingness to feel pain is not a weakness, but a strength. And it allows you to become stronger, kinder, and more compassionate. The most compassionate people on this earth are people who have made a relationship with pain. They have not run away from it. They have faced their own dragons. There is an expression in alchemy that goes, to face the dragon is to seize life itself.
Oh, you could spend an hour on that one.
Mm. Yes. Or just a few minutes.
you just hit it right there. And I love what you said also about people who are courageous learn to be kind, and through the relationship with their own pain, all of that becomes far more available. And I think so many people are afraid to go there. And what I love about your work is you have a gentle structure that helps people have a relationship with their pain, because oftentimes what's uncomfortable or painful, it's uncomfortable and painful because it's calling to you to go there. Is that something you see in your work?
I couldn't have said that better. That was beautiful. Exactly.
Well, it's like the mud puddle. I'd say that, and this is just generalizing, there are people out there that when they see their client in the mud puddle, they want to throw them a preserver.
Yes.
And then they want to get in a boat. And then they want to give them a stick. Mm-hmm. And then they want to do this. And they just do that. And you're like, I'm going to jump right in with you. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have tea. And we're going to sit through this. And you're going to cry, and you're going to scream, and you're going to laugh, and you're going to giggle, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do that, and we're going to have all these emotions, and we're going to sit together. And then you're going to take a big, deep breath in.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, there is a chapter in my book that certain things came up to a head, and I ended up, and I can't even believe I'm saying this on live radio because I was so ashamed of it at the time, but I ended up just screaming at the top of my lungs in a car on Lake Street in Minneapolis. And then once I started screaming, I couldn't stop, right? Yeah. Just, you know, you're just letting it out. You're letting it out. But I was for a long time so ashamed of that. And yet just the other day, I had a client tell me that she did something similar. And I was like, go you. You know, that is so healing. Sometimes that's exactly what you need to do. You need to go into these places that feel so uncomfortable, but they're so potent and so healing.
When you said that you were on Lake Street finding yourself scream, I'm just like, I doubt you were alone.
I was with my husband, who sat very calmly through the whole thing. Hands firmly on the wheel.
Oh, my gosh. But he gave you the space to just do that.
He did.
And he didn't just give it to you. He just was your partner in crime, like offering himself to hold space for that. I wanted to make sure I chose my words beautifully, because that's what he did. He was just like, you go, girl. Like, you got this.
It's exactly what he did.
Cool. Well, my husband would do the same for me. That's the reason why I could dial in with that.
Yeah.
Carrie, this is such a special space we've created together. And truly, I can say from my energetic experience with you that I'm a fan. And as we wrap up our time together, please let everyone know the best way to get in touch with you, what you've got coming up. We are so honored that you are a monthly writer on The Edge magazine. I mean, just that to the community is huge. So just give the audience an idea of the best way to get in touch with you. And then truly, if you have any events or specific things coming up, please tell us.
You have the stage. Go for it, lady.
Thank you. Well, probably I'm on all of the social medias, all of them. So you can find me anywhere. And I'm just underneath my name, Carrie Mangus. So Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. And my website is carriemangus.com.
And it's Kate.
K-E-R-I.
Thank you.
M-A-N-G-I-S. And I'm really excited that I'm going to be offering a talk at the Lake Harriet Spiritual Community a week from this Sunday. So that makes it April. I'm not sure of the date offhand. A week from...
Third.
See, the second 10th. Weekend. It's the second weekend. It's the 10th of 10th. April.
Beautiful.
10th of April.
Okay.
We got there. And I'm going to be doing a talk there that day at 10:30, and that is a free public talk open to everybody, so I'm really excited about that. I'm going to be at the Mind Body Spirit Expo coming up also in April. I feel like I'm just at the beginning of my rebirth, so these events are still just kind of popping up.
Oh, amazing. Carrie, it was so much fun to have you. You're coming back later in the year. Everybody, get a hold of Carrie Mangus, K-E-R-I-M-A-N-G-I-S.com. This is Kelly and Brian being curious on AM 950. Thank you. We are honored that you're with us.